In the gospel reading today, we hear about our Lord calling his 12 apostles. So from that larger body of disciples, he chose 12. The word apostle means one who is sent. So these were to be missionaries, people who would be sent out to be able to preach the word of God. And we have to be able to look at are two things here. First of all, what we hear in the gospel, which is a wonderful point, that all these people were there and they all wanted to touch him because power went out from him and he healed them. It's like, did they really want Jesus? Or did they want what they could get from Jesus? That's the question. When we look in the Gospels very frequently, just like when our Lord was out in the desert with them and he multiplied the loaves and fishes, they wanted to come and make him king because they could get free meals all the time. They didn't want him. They wanted what they could get from him. That's something we need to be very, very careful of. There are lots of Christian people who are very much interested in what they can get from Jesus. Now, obviously, there is tremendous gain being with our Lord. But that's not what we should be concerned about. Our task is to love him. He loves us. It's just like for a couple getting married. You gain an immense amount from this person. But if you get married to somebody because of what you are going to get, you are going to be miserable for the rest of your life because you didn't marry this person because you love them. It was purely selfish. I can get this and this and this. Wrong reason. Just like if we were to be asked, why do you love your spouse? And you say, well, because they do this and this and that for me. It's like, well, that's total selfishness. That's not love. Love is giving. Love is seeking the good of the other. The Lord loves us. He is going to give. He is going to take care of us. We don't need to worry about that. So it's not what can we get from Jesus. It's what are we willing to give? When we look at what he's giving, it's his entire self. So what's he asking in return? Our entire self. Are we willing to truly love him? Are we willing to give ourselves, not worrying about what we're going to get? That's always the human problem. What's in it for me? That's exactly what the Christian life is about, overcoming the selfishness. So the Lord has called everyone, as St. Paul made very clear, and he's given us all a variety of gifts and abilities that we are to use for his greater glory. And so are we doing that? And no matter what gift God has given to you, or gifts that he has given to you, what he has given to every single one of us is a call to charity. That is his commandment to everyone. Doesn't matter if you're an apostle or a prophet or an administrator, whatever that whole list that St. Paul went through. Jesus said, my commandment is love God with your whole heart and soul and strength and love your neighbor as yourself. That was across the board. It didn't matter what other things you were given or called to. Every last one of us is called to love God. So that needs to be our first priority. So it's always an important thing for us to check. Am I doing something for me? Even when we look at the apostles and how easy it would have been for them to be proud. Well, he called me to be an apostle. I'm one of the 12. Isn't this wonderful? Well, they had to pay the price. If you look at Michelangelo's painting in the Sistine Chapel, St. Bartholomew is the one holding his skin because he was flayed alive. being an apostle wasn't a point of pride. It was a point of charity. It was a point where they were being asked, as St. Peter was. Remember at the end of St. John's Gospel, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? How was Peter going to demonstrate his love? He would be led astray, he'd be led away by somebody else. He would be put upon the cross. How do we love him? Are we willing to love him? Or are we simply looking for what we can get? The crowds of people were interested in what they could get from him. We don't need to be doing that because we receive him and he is all in all. So when we are united with him, we have it all. We don't have to worry about us and we don't have to worry about what we're going to get from him. We simply need to worry about doing his will. And his will, above all, is to love.